All right, Jimmy D, look, man. Brand new bike, 2014, factory forks, stock shocks, stock exhaust, stock tires. But yeah, dude, you pulled a good qualifying time out of it. And then, man, your whole night could have been different if you hadn't fallen after Sipes got you.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I've been a little sick with my Lyme stuff. So after that first one, I was pretty shot. And that second one, I struggled. We had a good break for the third one. I actually felt like I recovered and rode good in it, but I just crashed on the start and you're done at that point. So,
Were you surprising yourself with Moto One?
No, I knew I could do it. I knew I could beat these guys. It's just about how this bike did work in these conditions and stuff. So, I was happy with that first one. I did surprise myself a little bit just being on this bike. But, I mean, I don't know. I've never ridden a 450 really. So to come here and have no time and do that, I felt like if I was 20 more feet, it would have been cool to get a one in the night. But it is what it is. And it looks shitty now that I crashed. But if I had won that one, it would have been a good one.
How are the 6-year-old Bridgestones?
They were good. I mean, I'm a Dunlop guy, so I'm going to say they suck, but I didn't mind them, no bad. Filter was falling apart, but it worked out. I surprised myself a little bit.
I actually thought your shock looked all right.
I thought it was good. I thought I was killing the whoops.
It was very bizarre to see that.
It was. I was a little bit surprised, but I felt like I've done a lot of local races in my life, so this kind of felt like that, and I feel like I'm pretty good at that stuff, so it is what it is. It's a fun night, and I'm happy I showed a little speed on the 450.
Damn it, you really could have killed it that first one. Damn it.
I've never been so bummed to not win a race and not change money or anything. I still get paid the same money, and I'm still so bummed. I can't imagine what Coop felt at MXON Cincerello last weekend, man. Like, that shit's gnarly. So,
cool, man. Thanks for coming out. It was fun.
It was awesome to be here. Thanks, Eric, for bringing me out.